Here on Indie Style, we'll feature successful entrepreneurs from across the globe who are making incredible strides in their industry. You may not know their names yet, but you soon will. I'm Leah Devon, and this is Indie Style. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Indie Style. I am your host, Leah Devon. Well, today we have a very beautiful show planned for you today. You're going to meet the marketing director of M&M Products. His name is Kaleem Kala.
How are you?
I am good. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Thank you for having us.
I am super excited because you know what? You guys are in a business that will always be around.
Hopefully.
Because you know, you are about health and you are about beauty. And I'm excited to share everything that's going on with your company and your brand. So introduce your brand to our audience.
So M&M Products is the manufacturing company, and we acquired the company back in 1996. We have a couple different brands under our umbrella that we produce for specific crowds. So for example, Soft and Free is a brand that addresses the natural hair care space. We initially entered Soft and Free with an emphasis on the relaxed hair space. As you know, that trend has been changing drastically over the past couple of years. And overall, health and wellness is at the top of people's mind.
Okay, can I see this for a second?
Of course, no, definitely.
Okay, and it's really interesting. I have to smell, like the good smells.
You're gonna have to open it, I think, in the seal, yeah, yep.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
It. Go for it.
And you know, it's interesting because I've seen a lot of women who have transferred over and said, you know what, I'm gonna do the natural hair, and
you got it there. Yep.
Do I have it? Can she do it? Okay. Oh.
Good smell.
Oh my goodness. Like, yeah. Wow. That smells so good. That is a beautiful, beautiful smell. So this is
Soft and Free for natural hair. And so really the goal.
It's like a conditioner. Is this a conditioner?
Yeah, it's a leave-in conditioner. Yep.
Okay, ladies, this for real smells good. This smells really beautiful and clean. And this is Manuka honey and avocado.
Yeah, so there was a huge, in the natural hair care space, everybody was trying out a ton of ingredients, trying out what works.
And
so
we
created a line of products that included Manuka honey. You have coconut and Jamaican black castor oil, some flaxseed oil, rose water for some scent, and really incorporated a lot of those ingredients that people look at with great health today.
Wow, packaging is beautiful. And I'm not joking, that was not pretend. Because at the beginning when I met him, I was like, I don't want to smell anything, I don't want to do anything because I want it to be authentic. That is really beautiful.
Yeah,
the smell is beautiful.
This is really a great example of how the industry's changed. So you go through to the American market, to the world market, and you have a lot of people that are switching over from their relaxed hair, mm-hmm. increasing their self-confidence, embracing their natural selves, mm-hmm. and the trend is growing. Really, it's all about innovation, understanding what's going to drive the space,
right.
What hasn't been done before, and how do you promote that? How do you create a community around the movement? And likewise,
right.
on YouTube, Instagram,
right.
social media,
right,
you
right.
will see everybody sort of empowered by the natural hair movement,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people are talking about it, reviewing products, and doing kind of going in to find the best natural hair and skincare products.
Wow. So just in general, like for example, if I just wanted to use that, like if you know, in the summertime, I swim a lot with my little boy Jackson, so I would just wash my hair and I would just put this on, and like, what does it do for your hair? Does it make it wavy, or just does it kind of keep it in place? What does that do?
So the leave-in conditioner is meant, like you said, if you go swimming, it'll strip your hair, depending on the type of pool you're going to,
mm-hmm.
it'll strip your hair from a lot of the nutrients and the moisturizing oils that it requires.
Right.
The leave-in conditioner is made to supplement your hair with a lot more of those nutrients so that your follicle is more healthy, there's less breakage, your roots are stronger, and really, an emphasis on the health of your hair follicle itself.
Okay, so this is what I'm envisioning. Because my little boy loves to swim. Like, it's exhausting every day. So, go swim, just wash my natural hair, put the leave-in conditioner, I can throw it up in a bun.
Yeah,
know what I'm saying? Unless I have to go someplace and I need, you know what I mean? But that would be something that I could do and it would keep my hair healthy.
Yeah, totally. And we have a shampoo and conditioner in addition to these products in the line that you would typically use in the shower as
right.
opposed to outside of the shower. And so in the space for M&M, we pretty much, this is one of the lines that we have. The second line, we started off and there was an emphasis on men's grooming. Obviously you have, back in the day, back in the 1990s, men's grooming wasn't necessarily a big category. There weren't too many products that had an emphasis on grooming for men.
Mm-hmm.
Women were the ones that were to look beautiful only.
Right.
Men were not necessarily always well-groomed. And so
right.
The Bump Patrol name is what we had in that space that we decided to grow, increase. You like the smell?
I love the smell, yeah.
Bump Patrol name was the product that we chose and the brand name that we chose to grow it within the men's category, increase the products, understanding that products for men are going to be different than those products for women. And mm-hmm. same with the packaging. A man's not going to look at a product that is clearly packaged to target a woman or with those
right.
female associated colors and pull one of those off the shelf. And so the Bump Patrol name is something that we've been growing for the past 25 years. And
wow.
Yeah,
wow, 25 years. Wow, that's impressive. That's impressive. From what I'm understanding, from what you said, Colleen, you know, I guess if some men shave, and I always thought it was like the razor that caused the bumps, perhaps school us on that.
Yeah.
And what Bump Patrol
So we're all
does.
About education at M&M Products. I love the questions. And for anybody watching, the Bump Patrol aftershave is our proprietary formula that we created for applying to any area that you do any hair removal. So that would include shaving, waxing,
laser. I could use that.
Totally.
Oh,
totally,
wow.
Totally.
Okay.
And so really, in the example of a man, if you're going to shave your neck, if you're going to shave your entire face with a razor, a lot of times you experience razor bumps, will experience razor bumps or inflammation, ingrown hairs and the likes.
Mm-hmm.
And applying this aftershave has been a winning solution for the past 25 years for preventing razor bumps, mm-hmm. preventing ingrown hairs,
mm-hmm.
and really cleaning the skin after using a razor. You're being really rough with the skin,
mm-hmm.
you're pulling it, tugging it, pulling mm-hmm. the hairs out, and a lot of time what happens with those hair follicles is when they get cut underneath the skin, they tend to grow into the skin and then curl up, causing an ingrown hair. And so what this formula does is really make sure that your pores are sterilized and open. So when the hair follicle is growing, it goes straight out into the pore.
I'm paying attention. Yeah. I'm learning a lot.
And
are
no,
you guys paying attention? Are you learning? No, I mean, like I said before, I always kind of thought,
yeah.
between you and me and everybody listening, that when you see men and they have, you know, the bumpy bumps, I just really always thought it was razor related, like they weren't using a good razor.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that to judge anybody about your razors and if you have bumps. I'm not judging. This is good education to know because, like, to be honest with you, I wouldn't know to look for something. So y'all are doing something innovative.
No, we need to get louder. We need to get
but
louder.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
are you with
yeah.
me? Like, what? Think about it.
No, and as you said, even a product that you could
right.
use, we noticed a lot of the, you know, part of working in the marketing space is post-creative strategy. So you're understanding mm-hmm. when you're posting, when you're creating some noise around a specific product, listening to your customers to hear
right.
feedback. And so some of the feedback that we received over the past couple of years was to create a formula of Bump Patrol that was specifically for a woman. A woman did not want to be picking up this product off of the shelf and be feeling like this was what was catered to them.
Although it's beautiful packaging, by the way. Blue's my favorite color, but I get what you're saying. The packaging is
yeah.
awesome, and that's
and so,
for her.
Yeah, this is Bump Patrol for her.
Mm-hmm.
Created Bump Patrol for her to appeal more to ladies, make them feel more welcomed into our brand and into the product, and it's a solution. Is if you have the problem, it's a solution to the problem.
I'm not gonna
and we want
open,
you to
open this one, but I just wanted to see what it looks like because I love the packaging.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bump Patrol for him. Get it if you have those bumps, because I'm going to tell you something. You know, when I was researching, your company, I'm a big Googler. I don't know if that's a word, but it is today. I'm a big Googler, and out of the 4,000. And I'm not exaggerating. You have like almost a perfect 5-star rating.
Yeah.
That's crazy in a good way. Like, congratulations.
Thank you. No,
because
thank
there's
you.
Always that customer that gives you that 1-star and they're mad.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, like, wow.
No,
there was not like one. I mean, you guys are almost a perfect 5-star rating.
We do
thousands and thousands of reviews.
No, definitely. We do get the negative reviews. The product is meant to work for just about everybody, but you and I both know everybody has different skin.
Yes,
we do. Everybody has different skin. And so we have three formulas in the Bug Patrol formulation that cater to different forms of skin, different types, sensitive skin, and some that require a higher strength.
And earlier, you know, before we do the interview, tell the ladies that are watching why the color green for her.
We looked at a bunch of colors and whether we wanted to go with the pinks and the purples and so forth, but really we also wanted something that wasn't too attached to a pink or a purple down the road. It was something that was a little out of the box, something that stood up. You know, when you're walking down an aisle and you see a product on the shelf, something that stands out.
What's going to make you stop?
Yeah, exactly. Right, right. And so we chose a kind of a Tiffany blue, Tiffany green color. And this is what we chose for our Bump Patrol for her aftershave. This is, again, used for waxing, shaving, you name it. Wherever females shave, this is the product that will prevent any of those ingrown hairs and bumps.
That was really smart. And it's innovative. It's very different. I kind of like feel like, to some degree, like you've kind of created a special, you know, niche for yourself.
Yeah.
For people to kind of find. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you'll go to I'll go to, you know, wherever I'm going to go to buy something that you would typically buy just to shave your legs. But now I know that there's something else out there. That's why we were actually really excited about, you know, talking to you about your brand, because of course we celebrate successful independent entrepreneurs like your company, and that's like pretty innovative.
No,
that's,
I appreciate
so
it.
Cool.
I appreciate
it's
it.
Just
yeah,
different.
And so, really, I know for all the people that are out there, marketeers, or you know, starting your own brand, the product, like I told you previously, it takes a lot of time. And so, really, I could tell you that on this packaging alone, it probably took me 6 months just to perfect the packaging, the copy, understanding what our customers wanted out of a Bump Patrol for her formula.
And six months.
Yeah, 6 months on the packaging.
Colleen, yeah. 6 months.
Yeah.
I love it. That's called perfection, though. Do you know what I mean? You got what you want. Because I think oftentimes, one thing that's important, and you tell me if I'm right, is when you are marketing your brand, it's great how we always want to do things so quickly and just get it out there.
Yeah.
But it matters,
no, quality,
the final product and yeah, of what that is, of what it looks like.
When creating a product, quality is at the foremost. I know in the health and beauty industry, it's not something that other people would necessarily think about.
Right.
But you have the long-term value of your customer. That's something that supersedes everything. If I'm able to create a formula that people love and the quality is high and the price is reasonable, then I know that somebody that uses this product and enjoys the experience using this product is gonna come back to us, either to give us suggestions for more products, asking us to create additional products, or to buy another one of these. And so a lot of it has to do with quality.
Well, and again, and I'm gonna pick this up again. Okay, this Manuka honey, this smells so delicious. I mean, and it's not overpowering, where sometimes I've noticed certain conditioners, even from like really high end, have such a perfumey smell to them sometimes, the conditioners.
Yeah.
This is really beautiful, and I wouldn't mind if somebody would think that you had on just a really beautiful, natural, perfume of some sort.
The goal is to step away from those chemicals of the fragrances and the likes. That's
flaxseed oil and rose water. Very fancy. I love it. Love it. And this is the curl elongating gel. And I know we're talking about the Bump Patrol as well. And I'm you know, you're a beauty brand about health and beauty. And so I see that you guys have opened your space to many different products for men and for women.
Yeah.
Right?
And so really, in the health and beauty, you have men's grooming, you have personal care,
right?
You have, well, you know, hair care, skin care, and so forth. And so whatever really falls under those umbrellas, we're open to creating, or are in the process of creating products for, or have products for. We keep ourselves pretty open-minded.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, when we come back, we're gonna take a little break, and we're gonna come back, and I wanna talk a little bit about your family, and what your family, how your family is tied to this wonderful product. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not getting enough indie style? Watch full episodes at indiestyletv.com and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube to find out who is doing it indie style.
And welcome back to Indie Style, and I'm here with this super awesome and creative Colleen Kala with M&M Products. So if you've been tuning in, you know, hopefully you've learned a lot. You're a very good teacher.
I appreciate it.
No, you like appreciate really it. Know your product. And like I said, I always say, if it's something I don't know about, talk to me like I'm five. Talk to me like I'm five and help me understand. And so you guys, you're a family-owned business.
Correct.
50 years, how many years together?
25.
25 years together. Yep. Okay. And so a big part of any company, and this is when you want to turn up your listening ears, is the marketing piece. Okay. Yep. So that's super important. So how do you leverage like your social media? What do you do in terms of marketing to, you know, people, make people aware of your brand? And by the way, you know, they're, as well as online, they're in the retail space. You know, you guys are in Target. You're in other, you know, retail spaces. So this is a two-part question for you. How do you leverage that social media? You know, and if there's that up-and-coming, you know, entrepreneur that's like, oh my gosh, you know, I have this great idea for this brand, give a tip for success.
Yeah, totally. The marketing space is always changing. Yeah. And so really, when you're looking at the broad scope of marketing, there's a couple things. You mentioned social media. Mm-hmm. And so social media has its ups and downs in the sense that there are trends. You have new TikTok trends, dances, and so forth.
Are you dancing on TikTok?
No, I'm not dancing on TikTok.
Man.
You
what?
Won't catch me dancing on TikTok.
What?
But no, once you get into those spaces, it's really about relevant content. Mm-hmm. Being a small company, and for anybody that's running a small company or starting a brand, it's pretty tough, and you know how hard it is to get the quantity of content that it requires. Mm-hmm. Everybody's concerned about virality. How do I go viral? Mm-hmm. But really, nobody is paying attention to the quality of the content. And so it's understanding the engagement on a specific post and understanding, you know, after you post, what are the comments saying about the post? Mm-hmm. Are people laughing? Is there humor involved? Mm-hmm. And so really, we're also still ironing down how to go ahead and create the content that we need at scale, mm-hmm. but also incorporate quality for your audience.
Okay.
And that relevance. You know, if I go and market a men's product mm-hmm. to you, it doesn't necessarily matter for you. I'm not speaking to you in a fashion that would engage you into buying the product or
right.
even discovering the product.
Right.
And so that's really the biggest thing from a marketing perspective is
right.
what is the relevance of the content that you are creating for mm-hmm. your target audience.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and again, you know, just for women, you know, when we, you know, skincare, hair care, just beauty, we're all about, you know, what's going to, you know, feel good when you put it on your skin or you put it in your hair. And also, and I know I keep saying this about the smell, but it, Manuka honey. I mean, this is bananas. This smells so good. And I really, and what I'm saying is that I know that you, apparently you guys put a lot of thought when you're making the brand. You're putting a lot of thought into, or at least for me, and this is just the first time, just, you know, looking at it and smelling it, it's just exquisite. So you really do put a lot of time into what you're doing.
Yeah, it does. Creating, honestly, the quality of the product takes even more time than necessary.
Oh, sure. Right, right, right. It
takes a lot of formulation, a lot of, you know, research and development, testing, understanding how the product works in the hair follicle.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of part of building a brand as well, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
And so for anybody at home, it's not something that happens overnight. It takes years, and I can't take credit for these as well. I have people before me that put in the work to bring these to fruition.
Right, but you have longevity. Your company has been around, like you said, for 25 years.
Yeah.
So that's quite impressive. Oftentimes, I feel like some entrepreneurs, when they kind of dive into their space, if they don't find success in a certain amount of time, they give up.
Totally.
Talk about like a tip for success or something that might kind of give somebody, because everybody gets to, I don't think anybody just starts and it's, easy.
No,
okay.
In no industry. And I mean, specifically when you're creating a brand, you could be, you know, creating the brand, selling the brand, marketing the brand, and getting loud with your product for 15 years, and only in the 16th year is it going to pop off? Is it going to reach a mass audience? But in those 15 years, if you give up before the 16th year, you're not going to reach the point that you want over that brick wall. You're not going to break through that brick wall. And so, no, it takes a lot of time. It's something that you have to craft for a long time. I mean, if you look at any of the companies that are household names, they spent an absurd amount of time building their brand. Nine times out of 10, if you look at a brand, even in today, you know, one of the biggest brands in our industry would be Mael. I'm sure you've heard of Mael. And so Monique Rodriguez spent 10 years building her brand.
Wow.
And we thought, you know, for us consumers and for us
it.
In the industry,
yeah,
we just see it like that. Mm-hmm. No, it takes an absurd amount of time building the brand. And so really taking a legacy brand, what is soft and free, and keeping it alive is also what you need a lot of innovation for. Keep at the top of the space. You don't necessarily want to just take the same products and use different ingredients and call it a new product.
Right. Yeah. So what I'm hearing you saying for those people that are out there that are trying to do what they have done so successfully is, if you have a vision of something you believe in, and if it's good, because it has to be good, but if you're that person that has that good product, I'm hearing you say you have to just kind of keep going.
Keep pushing.
Keep
pushing.
Don't stop. Wow. Okay. So if... which again, I hope you guys are going to want to do this. If I wanted to find you, where would I find you on social media? First, if I wanted to buy your products, what would I do?
Yeah, definitely. So you can go to at Soften Free Naturals on Instagram and softenfreenaturals.com. You can find this entire range of products, as well as major beauty supply stores and the small beauty supply stores in your area. For the Bump Patrol brand, you can find us in Target. You can find us in Walmart, CVS, Walgreens.
What?
Awesome. And a lot of our sales are also done directly through our website. One of the biggest things that we've been pushing over the last couple of years is communicating directly with our consumers. So we're found on Instagram at Patrol Grooming, and patrolgrooming.com is where you can purchase these directly from me. And what I do with that is, I have a phone number directly dedicated to anybody that is trying to contact us with the brands, and I love it when consumers text me. If it's a question that you have about current hair, I don't care whether you buy products from me or not. If you just text me with a problem, I can help you get an answer to it. You can text us at 678-404-2935, and the text will come right to my phone. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, when I get in the car, I'm gonna just do a whole bunch of random questions about hair care, and I'm gonna just text you.
That's what we're here for.
I totally would do that. I'm joking.
Yeah,
no, but I love that. And you know what? Congratulations on creating such a beautiful, just innovative, it's just a really beautiful, exquisite brand. I don't know any other adjectives to give, but it is just really beautiful. And I can tell that, you know, you're passionate and you really love what you do. And for me, I would think marketing is just so hard. I feel like people, that's the space where they find sometimes it's really difficult, but you seem really...
No, we're motivated. We're motivated.
I can tell.
And you got to remain agile.
Yep. I know. I want to do a cheer. What? But I won't. That would be very inappropriate. So anyway, I appreciate your time today, and I'm just really, you know, happy that we found you, and continued success in all
Thank
that you,
you
do.
No.
You're going to continue to do really amazing things.
Thank you for having us on the show.
Absolutely. So this was wonderful. This was Kaleem Kala. He's the marketing director for M&M Products. I hope that you guys have enjoyed the show. And until next time, I'm Leah Devon. You take care and be well.